Presenter is Dr. Sue E. Ho. She's an associate professor of Department of Health Promotion and Behavior at the College of Public Health, the University of Georgia. She's also the associate editor for the Journal of Community Engagement and Higher Education and for Health Promotion Practice. She's a recognized scholar of service learning, and she was the first recipient of the Service Learning Research Excellence Award and the first Service Learning Senior Scholar at the University of Georgia's Office of Service Learning. She's here today to discuss factors that affect faculty perceptions of service learning.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you all so much for coming over here in the afternoon of Tuesday. And the topic I'd like to share with you today is campus-wide online survey, which we recently conducted. And specifically, we are looking at perceived benefits and barriers towards service learning, willingness to participate, and resource utilization likelihood among faculty at a major research institution. And we are looking at the influence of age, gender, career track, and rank. I have nothing to disclose, and this is our research team. This is basically a project funded by our Office of Service Learning, and we also get institutional support from VP Office for Public Service Outreach, as well as VP Office for Instruction and Office of Institutional Research. And so hopefully by the end of this session, you'll be able to describe how this various demographic variables relates to the different service learning outcomes, and be able to describe some of the sample items that we might be able to use to measure these service learning related outcomes, and discuss lessons learned and implication for developing tailored program for faculty support and resources. So just a little bit background, and I think this is a good segue from Dr. Willis' talk. Why service learning? Because there's enough evidence has shown that service learning really provides student opportunities to be able to link between theory and practice in authentic settings, and encourage student active learning, team building, and collaboration on the interdisciplinary project, strengthening openness to diversity, deeper understanding of course material, and sustaining results and impact. And I have really seen, you know, a lot of benefits from my own course in of service learning project. However, today I'm going to talk about the survey result, but I have truly seen the huge benefit of students learning, and they were able to actually draw the experience from previous class and to the next class, and be able to reflect in their advanced career future. So what are some of the motivations for faculty to incorporate service learning? And again, research showed that because we have seen the improved student learning outcome, and some faculty say that there's support from influential faculty during their career, and some faculty-led initiatives were also key to the sustainability and curriculum initiation. However, there's a lot of challenges and barriers among faculty, and one of the biggest challenges, as you might already know, is really the lack of institutional recognition of service learning as a scholarship, even though we do have the movement towards the Engaged Scholarship, which is really important. However, particularly for the research-focused institution, the lack of recognition during the promotion and tenure process really is a huge barrier. And time constraints, there's a lot of time needs to put into the preparation, making contact with the community and things like that. Lack of funding, even though they do have some funding provided for service learning activities, but a lot of faculty saying that the type of funding tend to be a little bit smaller in size and service oriented. And there's also needs logistic arrangements and some curriculum and pedagogy concern. So we're trying to look at institutional why on these various variables and how, you know, the demographic factors influence those to hopefully come up with some strategic planning information for administrators at the institution. So we identified 1,200 faculty members at the institution, and the inclusion criteria were faculty who had taught at least one course at the time of the survey, the semester previously. So we basically exclude faculty who have no teaching responsibility and those research-focused faculty. And we compare this many different variables, which I'll talk about, and we look at the demographic influences on this. So for the service learning participation variables, it's a three-item variable asking faculty whether they have ever participated in any of this program that's available at the study institution. And for service learning willingness to participate, we ask on a 5-point Likert scale, 1 to 5, how likely you are to be able to participate in any of these 5 different service learning programs, subscription to a listserv, attending the service learning interest group, which is a campus-wide monthly face-to-face meeting, apply to the faculty fellow program, service learning seminar, and visit the website. For the resource utilization likelihood, this is really an effort trying to come up to see which strategy might be more feasible and realistic among faculty members if we were to provide some supports for faculty to see how likely they might be interested in participating in a presentation, workshop, individual consultation, a library or resource, the frequently updated website, colloquium with local community agencies, online resource, or video, multimedia resources. So this is the result of our sample, and something got messed up with this figure. So the actual age distribution, where actually we have 11% of people who age 60 and over, about a quarter who are in their 50s, about a third in their 40s, and another third in their 30s or younger. About 60% were male, and 80% were tenure or non or tenure track faculty. And we got the response rate of, we got 449 people responded to our online survey. So the response rate was about 37%. Which is not great, which is not ideal, but consider the nature of online survey, we actually are pretty pleased with our response rate. So this is where the faculty members are from, the different colleges and schools, and the proportion of our sample is equivalent to the overall university-wide proportion on the faculty allocation for college and universities. And most are from art and science and education, agricultural, and we have some journalism and others. So this is by rank. So we have about 80% tenure track faculty members, but we also have public service faculty, clinical faculty, and academic professional faculty to participate in the survey. This is by rank. We have about a third of full or senior faculty, and a third associate professor, about a quarter assistant professor, and about 11% others. So others are those who are either part-time, adjunct, or retiree. Regarding the service learning related beliefs on benefits and barriers, this is a scale that I have recently published at the Michigan Journal of Community Service Learning. And so these are the 4 major scales under this web-based faculty service learning belief inventory. We measure perceived benefits at the classroom level and community level, and perceive the barriers at classroom level and institutional level. And the following are the different sample items for each scales. So for a classroom level, we have service learning enriched classroom discussion. for community. The service my student completed was beneficial to the community. For the barriers, using service learning required more of my time. For institution, we look at faculty promotion tenure policies, whether they are support the service learning efforts. And this is the results of those four skills by different age group. So the top two are to perceive the benefits, classroom, and then community level. The bottom two are the perceive the barriers at the classroom and then the institutional level. For statistical result, there's no significant difference. However, when we look at the chart, we can actually see some pattern like there's an increase perceived the benefits of service learning among faculty up to their age 60. For those who are age 60 and over, they tend to have perceived very low benefit, whereas perceived barriers were high among the younger faculty and also those age 60 and over. And there's no clear pattern on perceived barriers at the institutional level. And this is an analysis by rank, and there is a statistically significant difference. So we found out that full professors tend to perceive the lowest benefits and the highest barriers on service learning. And again, there's no specific pattern for barriers at the institutional level, although we see associate professors tend to perceive the highest level of barriers at the institutional level. And this is the analysis by service learning participation, willingness to participate, and resource utilization by age and by rank. And again, we see faculty who are age 60 years and older had the lowest level of participation or resource utilization, whereas full professor also expressed the lowest intention or resource utilization likelihood. So overall, we see the results show gender, career track, and rank all had a significant influence on service learning related beliefs, except the barriers at the institutional level. And the willingness to participate and use resource utilization were also different by rank and gender. And we found out that female faculty tend to have higher perceived benefits and lower barriers, and also a higher level of using the resource or participation. And tenure track faculty tend to perceive lower benefits and higher barriers, and full or senior faculty also tend to perceive lowest benefits and lowest willingness to participate in resource utilization. So overall, our study finding do provide some valuable insights on the influence of the age, gender, track, and rank. And this is really among the first study to develop and pilot test such a quantitative assessment tool and apply at a research-focused institution. And future research are encouraged to doing similar or apply the assessment tool to university and colleges at different level and different type. And the study is validated through an online survey, which has the opportunity to be able to easily disseminate and adoption across other institutions. And results has implication on how we can better provide a tailored the program for faculty in different demographic groups. So that's the end of my presentation, and that's my contact information. Thank you.